Welcome everyone to day 37 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Feeling that sense of ground. Welcoming the whole of our experience. Body. All of our senses. Heart, feelings and emotions, likes and dislikes. And of course, our mind. Thoughts, opinions, judgments. Sort of that natural unfolding of the mind. Remembering that thoughts are not the enemy. And before we leave this topic of right mindfulness, I want to talk a little bit about what our intentions are when we talk about mindfulness meditation, particularly in the secular context, which is the way that I'm, even though I'm referring to Buddhist ideas, I want to encourage everyone that to take a secular point of view. Nothing, you don't have to believe anything. You don't have to believe anything I say, actually. please refer to your own experience as the expert. But one of the things that I wanted to say is that this idea that we talked about yesterday, that we actually had a little practice with yesterday, and then I tucked in on just this morning, this idea of just welcoming the whole of our experience, of just being in the middle of it, welcoming thoughts and feelings and sensations, that's ultimately the intention of mindfulness meditation practice. Often it's taught and focused on, and we spend a lot of time focusing on just watching your breath. And as Sharon Salzberg, the meditation teacher, says, we don't watch our breath just to become good breath watchers. We really want to be able to be awake, aware, and engaged in our daily life. To be able to listen to the people who are talking to us that we love. To be able to enjoy the beauty around us. To really meet the challenges of our world in a skillful kind of way, to notice our own habits that are getting in the way, and to be able to make shifts, to move from the unwholesome states to the wholesome states, to generate and cultivate those. So how do we go from sitting still, watching our breath, to that? And one of the things that I don't think gets talked about enough, and when we're teaching meditation, particularly in a secular practice, is open awareness practice. So I think of meditation as really falling, even mindfulness meditation, into three different categories. One is, the first is having that singular focus of breath, or feeling your feet on the floor when you walk in the room. So that singular focus, right concentration, which is what we're going to talk a little bit more about tomorrow, is where we start, but it's not where we end. Because if you can't get your mind in the room, you can't do anything with it. But once you get it in the room, you have the opportunity, once it's settled, on a singular focus, you get this opportunity to open to the whole of our experience. And one of the ways we can do this is through open awareness practices. So it's the easiest way to think about it is shifting your focus from a single focus like breath or the sound of this one bell to practicing with just listening to all the sounds in the room. And I invite you to take a little time in your practice, either today or as your practice unfolds, to try that out for yourself, to just notice the feeling of the difference between just focusing on one thing and trying to get, you know, let go of the distractions, to see what it feels like to just open to all the sound. And that helps us to open up our awareness, to have that sense of openness and welcoming. So there's single focus, there's open awareness, sometimes called open sky. Sometimes we talk about it as open sky, like our awareness is like the sky. And then the third kind of way that we meditate in mindfulness meditation, secular, is contemplation. So contemplating something specific, like loving kindness, or the energy moving through your body if you show up at Bill's class. So, and all of those are valuable, and all of those are part of cultivating our minds. But the emphasis on just watching one thing sometimes gets, we start to think that that's all it is. And it's hard to translate that into driving down Islington Street. Right. So, right mindfulness includes mindfulness awareness, developing awareness through open presence practice. So let's practice. So again, taking our seat, finding that sense of groundedness, again, bringing our awareness, our mindfulness, our focus to the now, so that we can open up. So from the groundedness of the body on the seat, feeling the weight, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front, welcoming emotions, feelings, likes and dislikes. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and friendship of our practice together.